97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Joe Jacob, who is the owner of the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company. Joe, thank you for coming and talking with me today.
Thanks for having me, Sharon.
My pleasure. I'm looking forward to this. Joe, what is the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company all about?
Well, the company was set up to get people to care about the environment. I truly believe that what's good for conservation can be good for business. And so I'm trying to show that. What we basically do is teach entry-level courses. We guide over 27 different trips, quite a few nighttime trips, daytime trips, of course. All of our trips have an educational component to them. And then we rent canoes and kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for those people who already have the skills to do their own thing and want to do their own thing. They don't need us as a guide. We operate on 30 miles of the Haw River, Guilford, Alamance, Chatham County. Unfortunately, the Haw River doesn't. Well, it does. I was about to say it doesn't pass through Orange County, but there's a little small sliver that does. We have an office in Saxbaugh and a new outpost in Bynum. So we're pretty close to the Chapel Hill region.
And why did you found this company? You said for the environment, but what was the impetus to say, now it's time to start the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company?
Well, two things. One, I had just sold the previous canoe and kayak company. And I had a non-compete clause, and I was thinking, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And as I asked myself that question, what the answer that came up was, I like to play outside.
That's an easy answer.
So I am taking something I'm passionate about, something I love to do, and turn it into a livelihood.
Very good. You said trips. Where do the trips go to, Joe?
There's different types of trips, and anybody who crosses any of our rivers in the Piedmont know that in the summertime they're pretty low. And you might be better off on rollerblades or riding a bicycle down the river than you would be paddling. Mm-hmm. But there are two locations, actually there's more than two, but the two primary locations for us on the Haw River have flat water upriver of our locations. So we always, they have dams, so we always have water, no matter what time of the year it is. So some of the trips go downriver, usually it's about 2.5 to 3 hour trips. But when the river's really low, we put in at our locations and we paddle upriver and then turn around and come back down.
You mentioned the Saxapaw.
Saxapaw.
Those are all terms. Our listeners may think, wait a minute, this is Today's Business. Isn't this supposed to be Orange County Chapel Hill? Well, you and I know each other from the Chapel Hill Leads Group, of which you've been a member for years.
Right.
How has the Chapel Hill Leads Group, if at all, affected your business?
The Leads Group is, for me, I would say two things. One, it's a group of friends, and that takes a while to evolve, but that's what happens when you attend the Leads Group for a while. And it's my human yellow pages. Not too long ago, I stood up and I said, does anyone here know an event planner? Somebody got up and said, oh, my son's taking this course and he needs this internship, and it just sort of relates like that. It's amazing how... Well, everybody knows this, how you know almost everybody in the world. You're just
yes.
two or three people removed.
Yes.
And so it's just always good to do business. It's kind of like the way business used to be done. You do business with friends, with associates.
Relationship marketing.
Exactly.
And they know you, they trust you, and I've heard rave reviews about your trips. Well, Joe, what kind of experience did you have, even with your prior company, to be able to own businesses like this?
Well, I guess in anything that you... you do that has a little risk associated with it. There's very standard things that you need to do as a professional, courses you take, certifications that you get. In our case, I would say the thing that we needed the most was a group of people who just really cared about people having a good time. We have this motto, reconnect with nature and have fun paddling. Well, people don't necessarily connect nature with having fun. You know, having fun for a lot of people these days is looking at their iPad or going to the mall, whatever. And to go out and get into nature, for a lot of people, it seems to be a little bit on the weird side. So we just enjoy watching people light up. I think we're probably a better source of de-stressing than most drugs that people take to get rid of their anxiety. When you get out there and you see the different things that are natural evolving in front of you, I feel like, I don't know that I should say this exactly like this, but I say it in gist. I almost feel like I push drugs.
Because you make people so happy.
Exactly, exactly.
That's fair. Well, Joe, I understand some of your trips go as far as Alaska.
That's true.
What's that all about?
Well, I actually live there 3 to 5 months out of each year and have been doing that for 25 years now.
My goodness.
And I basically do the same thing up there. I guide trips. We don't teach and we don't rent things, boats up there, but we guide. Again, it's all natural history, educational aspect to it. And then I have a little cabin. I call it a slabin. Slabin's a cross between a slum and a cabin.
Slabin.
It's becoming more of a cabin and started off more as a slum.
Yes.
And so when I'm not guiding, I'm contemplating my navel and screwing my head on right. And
in a touch with nature.
That's exactly, exactly.
Well, Joe, if someone says, I want to have a nice, peaceful, back to nature vacation, what kind of offerings would you give them?
There's a lot of things they could do. A vacation can be two and a half hours. A vacation could be a whole day. A vacation can be a weekend. And we find that in our economy right now, our business is doing really well because people stay closer to home.
Good.
I love to go to the coast. I love to go to the mountains. But you can't do that a lot with the price of gas and that sort of thing.
Right.
So folks come to spend some time with us a lot. We do kind of unique things like paddle dinners, where you come out for a 2 to 3 hour paddle. And after the paddle, you go over to the local winery and sit down to a 5-course catered meal with wine pairings to go with each course.
Oh, my.
Or the women's evening paddle, where there's no testosterone anywhere around. Even the guides are women. After the trip, you go over to the local winery and sit down for a light meal, some chocolate, glass of wine, and a 10-minute massage.
Oh,
so there's a lot of things that we've joined up with going out and paddling and seeing and experiencing nature, but more in line with what people would think of normally that they would do for fun.
You know, when you said wine pairings, when you said massage, I'm sure a lot of people ran to get their pens, pencils, or iPads to get your contact information. Joe, why don't you provide us with your contact information, please?
Well, there's several ways. Of course, telephone 336-260-6465, and our website, HawRiverCanoe.com.
H-A-W.
H-A-W-C-A-N-O-E.com.
All one word.
HawRiverCanoe.
Perfect. Yeah. Joe, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's find out more about the business of the business for the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company.
Great.
Thank you. We'll be right back. You're listening to 97.9 WCHL. My guest today is Mr. Joe Jacob, owner of the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. We are back. My guest today is Mr. Joe Jacob, who is the owner of the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company. Joe, in our first session, you amazed me with the luxurious things you mentioned as far as the Haw River Canoe and Kayak. I always just thought about it as wearing Mae West jackets and earth shoes or something. But no, you mentioned wine pairings for some of the evenings and massages, all kinds of wonderful things. Tell me how you deal with folks who are just so cityfied, my term, that they don't like to even get their hands dirty. Do you have clients like that, Joe, and how do you handle them?
You know, the most common question we get asked is, am I going to get my feet wet?
Okay.
And for someone who's never paddled before, that is, you know, a logical question to ask. And I always tell people the same thing with, is it going to rain? I always tell people it's a 50-50 chance it either will or it won't. And I'm right 100% of the time. You just kind of have to go with it. I don't care what walk of life you're from. If you are a little bit inquisitive, have never experienced something, you might want to try it. And you'll see the therapeutical aspects of paddling. The types of boats we use are very, we consider very safe. It's not like the kid going over the waterfall in a kayak. These recreational kayaks, it's really hard to turn them over.
Oh.
And, of course, if you have a guide along, if something like that were to happen, then we take care of that. We have quite a few people who'd come to us for the first time. There was a study done back in the 1980s under the Carter administration that indicated that 24% of all Americans had paddled at least once in their lifetime. Most of those were church camps, scout camps, you know, just rafting trips, that sort of thing. And of course, that's at least once. Doesn't mean that they did it a lot.
Right, at least once.
So that's one of the reasons we started the company. We figured if that many people had been introduced to it once, then they might be interested in doing it a second time.
Do you get a lot of repeat business?
We do. We do. And we probably the majority of our clientele, I would say, is probably families. And that's mainly because we don't charge for kids that are under 100 pounds, so they can go in a canoe or a kayak, double kayak with their parents. I think families are looking for things to do that are family friendly.
Yes.
You know, and of course in Saxbaugh, every Saturday, beginning the first Saturday in May through the last Saturday in August, is what I call Saturdays in Saxbaugh, with live music that's free out on a hillside. And so it attracts a lot of families. Oh, and of course that brings them to us as well.
That's divine. Now you mentioned families. What is the age group? What's the youngest a child can be to go on one of your trips, Joe?
We don't have any age limits or physical ability limits. I often tell people I know 5-year-olds who act like they're 50 and 50-year-olds act like they're five.
I can believe it.
So when we talk to parents about whether or not it's appropriate for them to bring their kid, we let them know that kid's going to be with you in the boat. And so if your kid has a bad time, you're going to have a bad time. You know your kid so much better than we would ever know your kid.
Right.
So you make that call. You make that judgment. We don't like discrimination of any kind.
There we are. Now, as a guide, are you in the boat with them? Are you in a separate boat alongside?
Sometimes. It depends. Say if there's a family of four and one of them's a teenager, that teenager might be in a boat with a guide. Or if the teenager is physically fit and up for it, they would go in a boat by themselves. The guide's always there. Actually, for guided trips, we have two guides, a lead guide and what's called a sweep guide. And the sweep guides will make sure that nobody falls behind or to help out if somebody's having trouble. And their primary purpose is safety. Secondary is education, to tell them what they're seeing.
Now, when you mentioned safety, I have to jump over to risk and liability.
Mm-hmm.
How do you protect yourself with what liability claims do you have to have in order to run your business?
We have liability insurance, of course. You have to be in this kind of business or any kind of business for that matter. We ask people to read and sign a waiver. And basically, the purpose of the waiver is to let them know that there is an element of risk, okay? In a way, we probably should all sign a waiver before we get on Interstate 40 because there's a lot of risk out there. But we're in our little box, and we feel fairly safe, and
yes,
we don't see the risk that's really there. So I don't mean to say lightly that there's a risk associated with either driving or paddling, but you just have to understand what those risks are and assume them yourself. Take on that responsibility yourself.
I understand.
If we are negligent, nothing in the world can protect us from a lawsuit, whether they sign a waiver or not.
But at least you have that liability waiver, so if something does happen, God forbid, then you're protected.
Right.
For those of you who may have just tuned in, I'm talking with Mr. Joe Jacob, who is the owner of the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company. Joe, how do you market your company, the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company?
My best marketing, too, is just good old word of mouth. Our website, we try to drive people to our website. Our website, I think, is very easy to use, and you can register online, you can pay online, you can get all these descriptions of the courses and the trips and the rental opportunities. And then we have a Facebook page. We used to send out emails once a month, but if you're like me, I hate getting so much email.
Delete.
Yeah. So we've got a blog now, and we're just encouraging people, if they do want to keep up with us, to go to our blog and read that.
Well, while we're speaking about your blog and your Facebook, why don't you give us your contact information again, Joe, in case people want to contact you.
Phone number, 336-260-6465, and the website address is www.hawrivercanoe.com.
And how much lead time would a person need to have in order to plan a trip with you, Joe?
We try to do everything by reservation, but of course, people walk in all the time. And the reservation idea is to make sure that we have the boat, the kind of boat you want for the kind of trip you want to take. So it's like everything. If you go to a food store, if you don't get there early enough, then something's not there on the shelf.
Right.
Yeah, so we try to do things by reservation, but realize that doesn't always work.
And you mentioned you've got certification. What about your assistants, your other guys?
Everybody is at least first aid and CPR certified.
Perfect. Are there bugs, Joe?
You know, that's another one about, am I going to get my feet wet? Most mosquitoes you see at night in the dusk here in the Piedmont in the summertime are males. Males don't bite. It's the female mosquitoes that bite.
Male mosquitoes don't bite.
Male mosquitoes don't bite. The female needs the blood to nourish her eggs. And so we you know, if people want to bring insect repellent, we say fine, but we don't use it. And it's just up to the individual.
Oh, there's a little known fact. I mean, who knew? Wait a minute. Is that a male mosquito? But you know.
And you know they're male mosquitoes because they tend to cluster.
Yeah.
So you might like see a small cloud of them. And so, of course, if you think they're going to bite you and that's a cloud, you think you're not going to have a drop of blood left. You know, but those are the males.
Well, Joe, let's take a break again. When we come back, let's hear some more about your fascinating company. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Mr. Joe Jacob, who is the owner of the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company. Do stay with us. We will be right back. Thank you for sticking with us. My guest today is Mr. Joe Jacob, who is the owner of the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company. Joe, your company is absolutely fascinating and so different from so many other companies in the area. Tell us what challenges you have at the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company.
I would say our biggest challenge is all the different things people can do these days to spend their discretionary time. And the fact that we tend to be inside rather than outside. There's a great book entitled Last Child in the Woods, Saving Our Children from Nature Deficit Disorder.
Whoa.
And written by a professor at one time at Chapel Hill, UNC Chapel Hill. And his thesis was basically that obesity, depression, and I guess it was anxiety in kids as a result of the fact that they don't get to use their imagination much anymore.
You're here.
And I remember as a kid, every ditch I jumped over was the Nile River. You know, and I was always outside playing. In fact, my mom wanted me to be outside playing.
Go outside and play.
Go outside and play. And now parents tend to be afraid of their kids to be outside. And so I see that as a challenge for the future. And so that's two challenges, I suppose. And the third challenge is that we've all lost our connection with the sustenance of our lives. And that is clean air, clean water. And so I'm hoping that the more we get reintroduced to the outdoors, the more we'll care about it.
I imagine a lot of your clients, Joe, feel your passion and do reconnect. Is that what they want to come back and do it over and over and over again? Because it sounds so relaxing what you're giving them.
It is. It's again, I don't feel like we should charge people.
Because you're actually saving their lives,
well,
I can imagine.
They give us a lot at the same time. Just when you see people when they arrive, usually they're hectic. They're rushing to get there on time. And then they go out on the water. And then later on that day, you just see the stresses just pour off of them, you know, just like water off of them, no pun intended.
And
sure. And it's a very gratifying feeling.
Well, Joe, the kids today seem so, as you were saying, into their iPads, into technology. How do they react when they're now taken completely out of this hectic environment that they live in to a relaxing environment like you? Do they get bored quickly, or do they find they just go right into it the way you'd like
no,
them to?
No, I used to be the outdoor program for Harbridge Charter School in Saxbaha. And when they'd come out of the classroom to go paddle, that was their PE program, paddling, they would be like Banshees. And within 15, 20 minutes, you just see them chill.
My goodness.
And they couldn't wait to get back to the water. It has that soothing effect on everybody.
And my final question, Joe, is are you the only company that does what you do in this area?
No. There's a company in Durham, Frog Hollow, who's owned by Banks Dixon. They're a pretty cool guy. I like that. Like Banks a lot. And there's a company in Wake Forest, and I can't remember. I think it's called Cypress Creek.
All right.
And then us. And then the nearest company after that would be somewhere near Stokesdale.
Well, it sounds like all of you get along and all of you have the same passion for
exactly.
being outdoors and helping people.
Exactly.
Well, Joe, our time is up, and I cannot thank you enough for coming in and talking to me today and educating me and our audience as to what the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company is all about. Thank you for coming to talk to me today, Joe.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest has been Mr. Joe Jacob, owner of the Haw River Canoe and Kayak Company. Thank you for joining us today. That is our show.